Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. 10s of thousands of people were in Scranton on Monday for Big Boy 4014's first day of public viewing. And the PA Supreme Court has issued a ruling on skill games. It's Tuesday, June 16th. Let's get into it. We'll start in Scranton. As you heard about yesterday, Union Pacific's Big Boy 4014 locomotive arrived in Northeast Pennsylvania over the weekend. And Monday began public viewing days in Scranton for one of the most powerful steam engines ever built. As WVIA's Kat Bolus reports, officials estimate that 30,000 people stopped by the Steamtown National Historic Site for the first day.
We're going to blow the whistle. Please be ready.
Brendan Munoz from Roselle Park, New Jersey, was one of those visitors.
So I love how they're giant machines that have been built over many years, and I'm excited to see two of them, especially one operating one.
Steamtown is home to Big Boy 4012, the locomotive set next to each other on tracks inside the park. Outside the park, the line to get in snaked two blocks up Lackawanna Avenue. Joe Costa from Long Island, New York, waited to get in.
It's pretty amazing seeing a Big Boy, you know, like operational after like 50 years after the end of steam.
Union Pacific sent 4014 on a cross-country tour to celebrate America 250. 4014 is the only operating locomotive of the eight remaining of its kind. Ed Dickens is senior manager of heritage operations for the railroad. He runs the locomotive. On Saturday, it cruised over the Tunkhannock Viaduct, another important piece of railroading history. Dickens said crossing the bridge was emotional.
You've got thousands and thousands of people cheering. They're loving this machinery and loving what we are doing. The history of it is not lost on us.
Big Boy 4014 is on display at Steamtown until June 30th. Tickets must be reserved to get into the park. In Scranton, I'm Kat Bolus, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find more coverage of the Big Boy stop at WVIA.org or in today's edition of the News Notes e-newsletter. And now for that skill games ruling. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has ruled that so-called skill games have been operating outside state law. As Tom Reese reports for WVIA, the decision could reshape the industry and the state budget.
The games have become fixtures in corner stores, bars, and social clubs, thanks partly to the belief that state law didn't apply to them. But on Monday, Justice David Wecht wrote a majority opinion which held that skill games are just another kind of slot machine, and that they too are subject to state control. That means the machines are operating illegally, but Wecht delayed the impact of his order for 120 days, or 4 months, so legislators can decide how to regulate them. The ruling could disrupt state budget talks. Governor Josh Shapiro wants to tax the machines like they're slots at casinos. Other elected officials and the skill game industry itself favor lower rates. By law, a budget must be passed by the end of June, though officials regularly miss that deadline. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. One more story from over the weekend now. Paxton Remensky spent 6 months in the hospital after he was born with an abdominal wall defect. Now 6 years old, he took a flight with his family for the first time for his Make-A-Wish trip to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from the family's home in Dixon City.
Paxton lives without most of his small intestine and colon and does not absorb enough nutrients from food. He gets a daily dose of total parental nutrition, or TPN, has a central line and a G-tube. His mother, Marlena, calls it a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
I never envisioned him running around and playing T-ball, like you hope for that, and riding rides, I thought maybe he would get sick on rides. Like, you just don't know. To see how much joy he gets from all those things and that he's able to do them, and it just means so much to us, and it makes us very happy.
Make-A-Wish provides experiences to children with critical illnesses and their families. Dana Antkowiak works at Make-A-Wish of Greater Pennsylvania and West Virginia.
One of the biggest misconceptions about Make-A-Wish is that a child must have a terminal diagnosis or be terminally ill, and that is not the case.
Paxton went to several Disney parks as well as Universal Studios, where he cast spells with his Harry Potter wand.
Abracadabra, alakazam!
He sat in the pilot seat on the flight to Orlando. And his favorite part of the trip?
Going on the rides.
His mother is grateful to Make-A-Wish.
You gotta let the medical things be and just live your life. And that really came to me on the Make-A-Wish trip too, to remember to do that every day. Those things are important, but it's also important to enjoy yourself and just let him be and let him have fun.
Make-A-Wish granted 44 wishes last year in Northeast Pennsylvania. In Dixon City, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Enjoy your Tuesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.